Let's open the door and welcome into the studio the generic youth minister.
Oh, looky there.
Always great to hear from him. Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good. Sorry we missed you on Easter.
Well, you know what? First of all, before we even get to Easter, George, a big congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
I was just in the green room and I heard that you had like a
son got married.
Or something like that.
Yes, I did.
I'm so proud of you and I'm so glad that he got married in a church. You know, so many young people are forgoing church weddings.
Well, yeah, it was an outdoor venue, but he had the Lord in his heart for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Not quite as proud of you, but anyway, I'm just glad that he did it in the DFW. Supported his hometown like that.
Well, he now lives in Austin, so he got married in Austin.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you guys didn't have any alcohol at the reception. Too many young people are allowing that devil's water in there.
Actually, we had about 3 days worth of alcohol being served at this
celebration. George, what are you doing? You're acting like you're unchurched.
I'm having fun.
No, did you insist like on that creepy first dance with the bride and everything? You see, like groom's fathers do weird stuff.
No, we didn't do that. No.
Okay, just making sure you didn't do that and everything. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Will you pass it along for me? Pass it along that the
pass along
youth,
Fermi. Who's
what?
Fermi?
I don't know. It's a paradox. But anyway, listen. I just want you to pass along. Generic youth minister tells your son that he is welcome at our church anytime.
Okay.
And we got real cool hip church and everything.
We
during our services we have guys with like. I think they're electric guitars or what's the kind that
you
plug in.
Yeah,
that's
contemporary service.
It's not that rare of a thing.
Right, and everything. But hey, listen, I didn't see y'all at church on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, we didn't make it to your church.
No, I went around to all the churches and didn't see any of you there. Not hiding a hair of you anywhere.
Well, we went to church. We just didn't go to your church.
Oh, okay. Well, I may have missed that a little bit. I didn't hit everyone, but I hope y'all didn't like hide Easter eggs after and all that pagan stuff.
Nah, this year we didn't.
I mean,
what does bunnies
have anything to do with the Lord's crucifixion and resurrection? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. And then we got like bunnies out there. What is bunnies? I mean, they're bunnies are like doing it with each other and stuff.
Well, I don't know about
all
that.
Sin.
Don't worry about that.
And then they're laying chocolate eggs, and I'm like, newsflash: if a bunny's laying chocolate eggs, it ain't eggs, okay? That's a big ball of poo-poo. I mean, OMG God, come on. OMG God.
That's not how that's said.
Hey, we got Vacation Bible School coming up.
That's right.
VBS.
So, yeah, VBS. And so, you know, we got you guys can drop your kids off at the church for a week. And we'll teach them how to make soap Bibles and God's eyes and popsicle stick mangers and all these useful tools that they can use later in life.
That's not until June, though, right?
I know, but we need volunteers, George. We're so short right now. I can't even tell you how short we are with volunteers.
Okay.
We need so many volunteers right now. We need people to bring snacks and cookies and, and teach a kid how to do the crafts and all that.
Okay.
So I'm going to write y'all down right now. I'm writing you down on the volunteer
sheet. We'll just pass out the
sign-up sheet. I'm writing you down on the volunteer sheet because I think it'd be real cool if they got some sport radio personalities coming in there. And by the way, we need those volunteers. And on the final day of Vacation Bible School, we're going to get it catered. And guess who's doing the catering? Guess who set up that catering
and
got the best catering of all time? Can you say the words KFC?
KFC.
The letters.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Generic youth minister for the W.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, you bet.
Right.
You bet.
I'm the one who got
the win there.
Hey, listen, our handbell group is down to only two members, so we need to get a few people to volunteer. It's an amateur handbell group. You don't have to have experience, don't have to be good and everything, but we can't do it with just two handbell
people. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. And hey, you don't even have to be an amateur. If you're a great musician, we'll put you on there too, because you know what every amateur handbell group needs, don't you?
Hmm.
Few ringers. That's what we need. We need to be ready like on that handbell group. And the fellowship hall remains closed down.
Oh.
The asbestos abatement is going well, but, you know, it's still slow
yet.
Going. It is slow going, George, and everything. And, of course, the lawsuit brought by some of the older deacons with lung cancer and stuff.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it hadn't been settled yet and everything. They're saying they
well,
got
you
it from
probably
the asbestos
say
and fellowship hall and everything. I'm like, okay. And we're having another 8th grade lock-in.
Okay.
We're going to have pizza and a movie. And they're, like, bugging me to see some movie called Team America or World Police or something.
Watch
I don't know
that.
What that is.
Just
what
say
is
no
that?
To that. A church lock-in. Don't
okay.
watch that.
So no on that one. No so, all on right. I'll one, go no. to their second choice. It's called Tropic Thunder.
Don't watch
what
that.
What is that
that's
about?
A little outdated.
I don't
don't
know what
watch
that's
that
about. Anyway, but y'all head on by this. You know, our contemporary service is really, really cool, and I think y'all would like it
rockin'?
Because you could. Oh, George, it is so rock and rolling. It is unbelievable. I mean, you can wear jeans and cool t-shirts.
And wow, yeah, okay. There, drum kit set up there and stays there all week.
Oh, drum kit, and we have a guy like playing a guitar that's it's plugged into something, so I don't know whether that's
amp.
Is that an acoustic
no,
or is that
an
the
amp.
Electric
one.
I don't
guitar.
Know. I don't know all about that stuff. You know, just no jorts. And
right,
no,
I don't
no,
wear jorts.
And no titties.
The shoes.
Sandal.
The sandal.
The
right,
flip flops.
Yeah,
right, yeah, the right. little sandal kind of things. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Make sure we don't wear those.
You know what? And I'll see y'all back.
Okay,
here.
Bye bye.
See you there.
Bye bye.
There goes the generic youth minister.
I always want to ask him if he's friends with Kelvin Gemstone.